Wit.
Grease man here, feeling manly, feeling manly, feeling manly. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and fit on a band and become You wake up long before the alarm clock, because when you're a cop, you look forward to each day on the job, knowing full well this might be the day you get to shoot out the window while driving 90 miles an hour. You get dressed, and as you stand there in your underwear, you put your gun belt on, just to see how you look in your undies and your 357. You almost feel a sense of arousal as you feel that cold steel against your bare leg. I mean, you're such a man that when it's hot outside, when it's 90 degrees, you don't even wear a uniform blouse. You just wear the pants and the gun belt so everyone can see your massive chest. Oh, sure, regulations say you gotta wear a badge, but you just pin that thing directly through your left breast. Driveway, you spin the tires and hit the siren so all the neighbors can see you. So they can see as they go off to their stinking, mundane, worthless jobs. You go off to your job as a holder of decency and democracy. Well, you hit the streets, and first thing you do after you check on duty is stop by Gag and Annie's house for what you call career motivation. Unfortunately, she's not out, but her sister, Bob and Robin, is in. Thusly fortified, you continue to patrol when you come upon an unusual sight. There's a man standing there, obviously inebriated, swaying back and forth with his car keys in his hand. So you go rolling up in the squad car, and you say, "All right, hotshot, what's the story?" He says, "Well, officer, I wanted to report a car theft." You say, "Well, where was it last?" He said, "It was right here on the end of this key." And you look down, you say, "Hey, your zipper's open." He says, "Oh, my God, they got my girlfriend, too." You say, "You drunken slob, get in this car." You book 'em. I feel better. I feel calm now, almost at peace with myself. The voices have gone away. Yes, I'm ready to light up a camel. Seven?